This is David Sig from offgridliving.com. And the most important thing you need to take away from this lesson is massive energy loss occurs through the basement, even more so than the attic. Experts estimate up to 25 to 35% of energy can be lost through a poorly insulated basement. This chapter covers the things you need to know to properly update and air seal your basement. Always refer to the PDF handout for more detailed instructions. Most homeowners don't think about their basement much, or as a prime source of heat loss. Yet basements lose so much heat because of large, uninsulated surface area, both above and below grade. There's also a lot of air leakage through basement windows and penetrations, through cracks, at the top of the foundation wall, and the sill area. Some basements have no insulation at all, and for most homeowners, this means there is a lot of potential for improvement. Insulation can often be tied in with other repairs or renovation work, such as damp proofing or finishing the basement. Before planning the job, you'll need to assess your basement. The following are some of the problems to look for. Water leakage. Major water leaks, or persistent leaks or flooding in the spring when it rains, have to be corrected. This could be as simple as sloping the grade and directing the downspouts away from your foundation. You'll need to look for dampness. Symptoms of dampness usually include staining or mold growth, blistering, or peeling paint. And of course, be on the lookout for any cracks. If the basement has an active crack, i.e., one that keeps on getting bigger or smaller, you're going to need to seek professional help. Start with a visual inspection of your basement. At the foundation and sill, if you see any gaps, fill these with insulating foam or oakum. Air seal any other obvious areas of leakage. Seal the top of the foundations. The junction of the main floor framing and the foundation wall is seldom sealed well. Caulk the seal plate and the rim joists. Air seal any bypasses in the floor between the condition space and the basement crawl space area, i.e. plumbing, duct, electrical, or framing. Take a good hard look at insulating the floor. You would install the insulation to the full depth of the floor joists. Air seal plumbing vent pipes. Plumbing vent pipes can be sealed with foam from above or below. Air sealing ducts. In a typical house, 20% of the air that moves through the duct system is usually lost due to leaks, holes, or poor connections. Inspect all of the ductwork. If necessary, take down insulation hiding ducts and thoroughly inspect the seams and joints. They should be completely and tightly sealed at all points. Should you insulate your walls from the inside or the outside? In most cases, insulating on the outside is best from a technical point of view. Despite this, it is often necessary to insulate from the inside for economical and/or practical reasons. The advantages of inside insulation are: it can be incorporated into a plan to finish your basement. It can be done at any time of the year and can be done one section at a time.